JP Morgan says Q1 crypto inflows slowed to $11 billion, with Strategy doing most of the lifting. When JP Morgan's digital assets team tallied up first quarter capital flows into crypto, the number landed around $11 billion. That is a steep drop from the $35 billion that poured in during Q1 2025, and the composition tells a sharper story than the headline, Michael Saylor's Strategy, and a handful of large venture rounds accounted for the bulk of it. The bank's report, circulated on April 9th, frames the quarter as one where broad-based participation faded, while a small number of institutional actors kept the scoreboard moving. Strategy is the biggest single buyer, again Strategy, the publicly traded company formerly known as MicroStrategy, has been accumulating Bitcoin at a pace that dwarfs every other institutional buyer. The firm's purchases alone represent a substantial share of the $11 billion JP Morgan counted. Its preferred stock, STRC, recorded $333 million in trading volume on Wednesday, its seventh highest day since launch, per CoinDesk's analysis. The concentration matters. When one entity accounts for a disproportionate share of net new capital, the asset class looks more like a single-player market than a broad institutional adoption story. If Strategy pauses or reverses course, the quarterly inflow number could collapse further without any change in the underlying technology or regulatory environment. BTC traded at $71,397 as of April 9, 2026, roughly flat over 24 hours. 0.2%, but up 7.4% on the week. The fear and greed index sat at 44, neutral, consistent with a market that isn't panicking but isn't chasing either. Venture capital filled the gap, retail left behind. The other major contributor to Q1 inflows was venture funding. Several large rounds closed during the quarter, including infrastructure and stablecoin adjacent plays. But VC money behaves differently from retail ETF flows. It locks up for years, targets equity and tokens with vesting schedules, and doesn't move spot prices the way a billion-dollar ETF inflow day does. Retail participation, measured through spot ETF flows and exchange deposits, slowed. Spot CEX volume sank to $986 billion in March, the lowest in 2 years. The pattern is consistent. Retail pulls back when macro uncertainty rises, and the current environment, with Fed minutes floating rate hike scenarios and oil markets in flux, is not one that encourages speculative positioning. What $11 billion looks like in context for comparison, JP Morgan's previous quarterly estimates put Q4 2025 inflows above $20 billion. The Q1 2025 figure of $35 billion came during the initial wave of spot Bitcoin ETF approvals, which brought in capital that had been waiting on the sidelines for years. That kind of pent-up demand doesn't repeat every quarter. The $11 billion figure also needs a denominator. Total crypto market capitalization still exceeds $2 trillion. Net quarterly inflows of $11 billion represent less than 1% of that base, which means the marginal buyer's impact on price is shrinking as the market matures. This doesn't mean capital is fleeing. It means the easy money phase of ETF-driven inflows has normalized. The question now is whether organic demand from actual usage, stablecoin settlement, on-chain RWA growth, and card-based spending can sustain growth without needing a headline catalyst every month. The concentration risk no one wants to name JP Morgan's data implies something uncomfortable for the institutional adoption narrative. The institutions are not a crowd. They are a short list. Strategy, a few VC firms, Morgan Stanley's new ETF. The breadth of Q1 2025 hasn't carried forward. Pension funds, sovereign wealth, and corporate treasuries remain mostly on the sideline or in early pilot stages. The Labor Department opened a 401k path to Bitcoin in March, but adoption of that framework will take quarters, not weeks. Charles Schwab announced spot trading for its 36 million clients, but the product hasn't launched yet. The pipeline exists. The capital hasn't flowed through it yet. What this means for ETH and altcoins, ETH traded at $2,193 as of April 9th, down 2.3% in 24 hours. SOL sat at $8,257, 2.4%. When Bitcoin inflows are dominated by a single corporate buyer, altcoins receive even less attention. JP Morgan's $11 billion estimate doesn't break out ETH or altcoin inflows specifically, but the Ethereum stablecoin supply hitting $180 billion suggests that capital is flowing into the ecosystem through utility rails rather than speculative ETF bets. For crypto card users, the practical implication is modest. Card spending draws from existing balances, not new inflows. But the slowdown in fresh capital entering the market could pressure token prices, which affects cashback rewards denominated in volatile tokens and the real dollar value of staking yields.